निधये सर्वविद्यानां भिषजे भवरोगिनां गुरवे सर्वलोकानां दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादितरतश्चात्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः। तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तद्भुवकं सत्यं परं धीमहि। व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकं केवलं चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयं सकलकुशलपात्रं ब्रह्मपुत्रं नतोऽस्मि। इन् आर्डर् टु प्रीच् द ग्लोरी आफ् भागवतं Sanat Kumar Rishi was telling the glory of singing the Lord's Leelas. While describing the glory of Bhagavatam, he told to his disciple Narada Muni that by singing the Lord's glory, even ghosts are getting benefited. So what to talk about human being? So immediately Narada Muni was interested how ghosts are getting benefited by listening Lord's glory, how ghosts are getting benefited, he asked. So Sanat Kumara says a story of Atma Deva. There was a Brahmana, his name was Atma Devaha, very wealthy Brahmana, but a stingy Brahmana, Kanjus. Lot of money he was having, but still he used to beg and take care of his life. So when people ask, hey, you have lot of money, why you are begging? So he used to say, no, it is swadharma of a brahmana, therefore you have to live in begging only. The idea is not spending the already existing money. And his wife was Dunduli. She was a very smart and intelligent woman. They did not have a child. This Atmadeva worried about the future of the properties. Who will take care of this property? So neighbor suggested, you can do one putra kamishti yaga. So in those days people, anybody can do. He's a brahmana, he knows all the mantras and other things. But putra kamishti yaga involves lot of dana. So this Atmadeva did not like that suggestion. So he was thinking some method of getting a child without any expenditure. Once a wandering monk, sannyasi, came to that village. The entire village went to his place. Generally in those days sadhus used to go to villages and stay outskirts of the village. So village people go and take care of the sadhus. So entire village went there, made namaskar, received their blessings like that. So Atmadeva also approached this sannyasi, thinking that when nobody is there, I can express my grief so that this monk may help me. So he came in solitude, expressed his anguish of not having a child. Immediately that sannyasi meditated for a while. By his yoga siddhi, by his meditation power, he understood this particular brahmana will not have child in the entire lifetime. because that prarabdha is not there. Not only that, the next seven genmas also is not going to have a child. Yes, according to scripture, a person getting child is because of his prarabdha. So it is all determined whether the person will have a child, what type of child, like that. These are all determined because of his own past actions. So he told like that. Anyhow, your prarabdha, putra prarabdha is not there in this janma. Not only in this janma, for the next seven janmas, putra prarabdha is not there. So you, both of you, can turn your mind towards spiritual practices. When something is certainly not there, why you waste your time? So he told, if you take sannyas, I am ready to give sannyas. So he told, sannyas is sarvatha sukham. Then Atmadeva thought, what is this? This man is a sannyasi. Okay, what led him to take sannyasa? You don't know. It is like a monkey which got cut off his tail, advising every monkey, it is nice to be without tails. That monkey's tail is got cut off by accident. So this man, how he took sannyas, you don't know. So he is recommending me also for that life. But he told, sannyasaha shushkaha evahi. It is dry life. Naturally, it is dry life only for a person who has a lot of desires. For him, the sannyasa life is dry life, because nothing is there other than scripture. You have to spend whole life with scripture, scripture, scripture. So he told like that. So Atmadeva did not like this idea of taking sannyas. With all politeness he told, Swamiji, when I have desire of having a child, it is not proper on your part to suggest for me sannyasa life. So please fulfill my desire. You have that capacity. The very fact that you can know my seven janmas, certainly it is evidence that you have something yogic power. Please find out any way. So he was go on persuading. In that persuasion, he told, if you don't bless me with a child, I will die in front of you, knocking my head in the rock like that. So sadhu thought, in front of me, why he should die? So again he sat in meditation. Then he found, the monk understood that his own contribution is there with regard to this Atmadeva's spiritual benefit. So he thought, okay, my contribution also is there towards this jiva. So he understood, what is that contribution? He asked the Atmadeva, the Brahmana, to bring one mango. Then meditated on Lord, gave that mango after prayer as a prasada. Then he told, give it to your wife. If she takes this mango, you will get a child. So Atmadeva is very happy. Just 5 minutes before he told that there is no possibility of you for getting child. Then that sadhu told, whoever takes this mango, they will get child. So with all faith, not only he got child free, one mango also is free. So he brought it and explained the entire episode to his wife, and asked his wife to eat that mystical mango. But she was a woman of beauty consciousness. She thought, if I get pregnancy, my physical beauty will go off. And it is very, very difficult to maintain all the pains and labor pains. These are all problem. So lalane palane dukkham prasuta yascha vartate vandhyava vidhava nari sukhini cheti me matihi. See that? It is very nice to be vandhya. Vandhya means a woman without any child, or vidhava. There is no possibility of having a child. It is nice because lalane palane dukkham. It's not possible for me to take care of a child. And prasuta yascha dukkham. Labor pain is very painful thing. So I have seen my relatives, how much they struggled. So my beauty also will go away. So what to do? Like that, she was thinking without knowing her inner intention. Atmadeva was almost convinced that she is going to take that mango, and certainly he will have a child, because Sadhu has told, that much faith he has. So he told, all right, I am going to Kashi Yatra. In those days, anything nice thing happens in their life, they will go to Kashi Yatra to thank the Lord Vishnu. Kashi Yatra means not like this flight. So 1 year it will take, walking only they have to go, 1 year it will take. So by the time I will come back, like that he announced all the village people, entire episode. Then they are also very happy. He is going to get a child without any expenditure. And they told you, don't worry, we will take care of your wife, no problem. With a happy mood, Atmadeva went for Kashi Yatra. His wife was worried what to do now, because it is announced. Whole village will ask what happened. So within 2 or 3 days, her sister came to her house. So she expressed this worry, like this happened, the mystical mango is lying in the puja room. And whenever I see that, I am afraid of what will happen when he comes and asks, when other villagers ask for. She told, don't worry sister, now I am actually conceived. In my stomach, in my womb, there is a child, 2 months child. So you pretend as though you have conceived by this mango. So what to do this mango? Simply throw it away, some cow or something will take, what is there? So she understood that very good. So she started pretending. That mango which was thrown into the cow shed, the cow has eaten that. That mango was eaten by the cow. So Dunduli was pretending, Dunduli means this Brahmana's wife. So she was pretending as though she is carrying a child, like that. Then by 8th or 9th month, she got a child. Entire village was very, very happy. They have named that child, all of them joined together, and because husband is not there, so social security, in those days it was there. When husband or father is not there, society will take care of the family. So they named that child, male child was born, Dhundukari. What is the name? Dhundukari. Very name is very... Mother's name is Dhunduli and child's name is Dhundukari. They were very happy. Villagers were very happy. This mother also was very happy, because without going through any labor pain, she got one child. Then this cow also gave one birth to one human child. That human child was with a huge ears, that is cows will have that ears huge, with cow ears the child was born to a cow. Entire village was surprised. Hey, how is it possible? Then also she told a lie. I took mango, na, that fruit, that seed was there, na, that I threw to the cow shed, so it might have taken, very seed itself has brought one more child, like that. They managed to, because for a liar, anything they can manage. Oh, in those days society was very innocent, because the mango is not undoubtable mango, because it was given by a sadhu. Like that, so they also accepted, then that child also was taken into the house, and they named that child as Gokarnaha, because the child had the karna ears. Karna means ears, like a cow. So they named as Gokarna. When Atmadeva returned back after finishing Kashi Yatra, he saw 2 children are crying, and he was very happy. Hey, what happened? Like that, yeah. So entire episode was explained to him. Slowly, both the children were taken care of. As even these children grew, it appeared that the first child, Dhundukari, is a violent child. Very violent. By childhood onwards, you can see some children are violent, some children are sober. So Gokarna appeared as sober and intelligent child, and Dhundukari as violent and, of course, idiot. When Dhundukari grew up as an adult, he started asking money from his parents. So So all the time we give money, give packet money, give this money, like that. So when the parent refused, he even scolded and beat them. Slowly he became drunkard, even visited the questionable places, moved with questionable women. Whenever these women demanded money from him, he will come to house and demand money, and if they refuse, again beat them and steal the money, whatever is necessary. So when Atmadeva came to know this bad habit of his son Dhundukari, so naturally he scolded the Dhundukari. That son was very wonderful son. Nicely he beat this Atmadeva father and they sent him out of the house. Simply threw him out of the house. By the time, this Gokarna was a very sober, inclined to sadhu type of seclusion type of life. So he used to be always in the seclusion, either in Gurukula or in the forest, like that. So when this quarrel happened between the father and Dhundukari, he was not there. So Atmadeva got nice beating and he was thrown away by his own son. So he went to Gokarna, another son, that is son born to cow. So he was adopted as his own child. So Gokarna heard everything. When Atmadeva complained, he heard everything with lot of grief that Atmadeva told. Vandyatvam hi samichinam kuputro dukkadayakaha. I would have been without any child. I was happy, though I did not have a child. I was happy, but in the form of this child, Dhundukari, now everything is painful for me. For parents, the pain born out of bad children means who are they, whose character is not good, who become antisocial elements, who don't have any character, who spoil the name and fame, because Brahmana's son going for questionable places, moving with questionable women and having a drinking habit, these are all unimaginable. So this pain was so much for this Atmadeva. So Atmadeva was inconsolable. Gokarna consoled his foster father and advised him to give up this putra mohaha. The cause of sorrow is not putra. The cause of sorrow is putra mohaha. Atmadeva is not going to worry if someone is going is a drunkard. Correct? He is worrying because that someone is my own son. So when this attachment, moha it is called, putra moha, is given up, son becomes someone. His own son becomes somebody, and that person's actions don't hurt you. No one bothers about the character of all sons. Anyone bother about character of all sons? Any parent? Nobody bothers. So they bother because that particular individual is my son. And they think that it is my son, my house. In the introduction class we said, Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Because of that priyam, you get attachment. Because of that attachment, you get a mohaha, delusion. Because of that delusion, you get sorrow. So if you remove that idea, that my, there is an idea, my son, then all the problems centered on the son goes away. Correct? So that is the solution given in the Vedantic scripture. The problem is not intrinsic to any situation, any object, any person. The problem is intrinsically not centered on them. The problem is intrinsically centered on the word called I and my. I and mine. Ahankara and Mamakara, they say. That's why whenever we connect ourselves with one particular situation, individual, or the wealth, particular property, when that gets hurt, putre nashte aham nashtaha. Putre vikale aham vikalaha. If child is born with deformities, I find that my life is with deformities. Many crores of children are born with deformities. I don't bother about that. When mind shows that,
it is my son, my people, my wealth, then the problem comes. So this is the simplest solution of Vedanta. Remove that idea called my possessiveness. So my is a notion. How can you remove if it is a truth? You cannot remove if it is a truth. Shastra says it is not a truth. The child born to any parent doesn't belong to that parent. The wealth given to any individual doesn't belong to him. Then why it is given to him? He is allowed to use that. He is allowed to use that. He is allowed to be a trustee of that particular child, trustee of that particular wealth, but he cannot claim himself as owner of that child or owner of the wealth. But it is very difficult for us to understand. Mind-boggling it is. How can you say my child is not my child? Understand? So Vedanta says it is not your child. It is a separate jiva. You happen to be an incubator giving, providing an atmosphere for the child to grow. Understand? That is an individual having its own karma, having its own desires, having its own luggages. So you can be a person who can take care of that. Caretaker, you can say. You can claim yourself as a caretaker of that particular individual, but you can never say that it is my child. What is the meaning of the word my child? It means that you are the instrument in bringing the child to this world, and you are simply a trustee of the child. The owner of the child is who? Bhagavan. Or nature. Every child is a complete individual having his own likes and dislikes. How can you convert an individual? Individual means what? Noun. How can you convert an individual as your possession? Understand? So you cannot convert an individual as a possession. Possession should not have any individuality. No possession has individuality, you know. If it is a possession, it cannot have individuality. But your child has an its own individuality. That's why it disobeys. It has the capacity to disobey you. When you go to houses, especially when the sadhus go to some houses, parents are very particular. Children should tell some mantras, something, some shlokas, so that they get some credit. They get some good name from the sadhus. So they will be telling that tomorrow Swami is coming, you should tell that mantra. Okay. The child also has almost enthusiastically go on the same shloka. It would have been one day fully practice. What happened? When sadhu goes, that time the child's mood is a different mood. So they will chant one this mantra, Gita mantra you chant, Gita shloka you chant. The child will chant, no. I will give you biscuit. I will beat you afterwards. Like that, their mother will take it. So much they will try. Child will, because it, once it decided not to chant, you cannot make it chant. So somehow sadhus, we have to pacify the parent. No, don't worry, no problem. We know that you might have taught nice things to the children. Don't worry, you don't need any proof also. Like this, somehow we pacify the child, then we will come out. Once we are coming out, that time only way child will sing that shloka. Understand? The moment we come out, the child, then one beating sound will be there, some crying sound will be there. You have to understand, oh, something happened inside like that. So the child, it has its own whims and fancies. It has its own desires. It wants to pursue engineering. Father will be maybe a doctor. Father will say, no, I am doctor, so you should be doctor. I am lawyer, you should be lawyer. Like that, they will go on forcing. So all this is because of what? Because of that idea that it is my possession. How can he disobey Swamiji? They come and complain to us. So we ask, why can't he disobey you? Tell that. problem it is, he is my son, my daughter. It is, that is the problem. Nobody is nobody's son, nobody is nobody's daughter. Then what is the meaning that in society we call so and so is son or daughter of so and so? When we call someone as a daughter or a putra or putri of so and so, what does it mean? Bhagavan made them as a trustee for this individual jiva. That's the idea, not the possessiveness. Moreover, we have not brought or produced anything. If you are considering yourself as the owner of something, you should have produced that, correct? You have not produced. You have not produced your parents. Parents are given to us. Spouse is given to us. Child also is given to us. But given with a purpose. There is a purpose. Now what is that purpose? Generally people think, to give me happiness. All these things are given to me to give me the happiness or fulfillment. Shastra says, no, all of them are given to you not for claiming that it is mine, but to mature. You have to mature under their care. You have to mature protecting them. Understand? If you are a child, you have to mature under the care of your parent. If you are a parent, you have to mature by performing duties towards the child. You get maturity. Naturally, patience will come to any woman once she gets a child. After the birth of the child, you can see there is a grand change in the psychology of every woman, even every individual, man also. So up to that time, they are what? They are free people. They can go anywhere. They can eat anywhere. They can come back to home anytime. Like that, they are just only two people. Now, nuclear family, modern society. Nobody is there to ask why you are coming late, where you went, like that. No elders are there. But once the child has come to the home, means that's all. You are completely engaged with that child. And whole day you have to work for the child only in office. And night also you have to work for the child only. Because night will be, child will be very enthusiastic. It will not allow you to sleep. So naturally, you will get your own lessons. You can use them judiciously like a trustee. What is the role of a trustee? A trustee should use anything given under his trusteeship, but he cannot destroy the thing which he was given to. Correct? Suppose a parent claims, it is my child, so I have the right to kill the child. Can any parent say? Can society accept it? Can law accept this? It is your child. Can you have the capacity to destroy? If you are a master of anything, you have the capacity to dispose of, to destroy of, correct? Can you do this? So you yourself know that you have a limited role only with regard to the child. Even you cannot destroy the property of the child now. It is minor's property, they call it. If the property is given by some grandparent, you cannot even destroy the property. So what to talk about destroying the very child itself, which you consider as property. Understand? So the idea of ownership is a notion. It is simply a notion. No one can be owner of anything in the creation. When we are not owners of our own body, what to talk about claiming ownership with regard to external thing other than this body? Can you claim that your body is your own? You cannot say. If you are a owner of this body, whatever you say, this body should obey. But it doesn't obey. You want to be always in 25. Age of 25. Does it obey? It says, hey, these are all your whimsical thoughts. I cannot obey you. I will grow and grow and grow, and I will see, show to you that there is a thing called old age. It doesn't obey. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to die, correct? But the body dies. And in every day also, when you say that, no, today lot of work is there, so I am not going to food to you. Body, please keep quiet, like that when you say. it doesn't keep quiet. Understand? It creates a reactions when you don't give food to it. So it is not your possession. So when you claim that it is my body, every bacteria, virus and amoeba inside the body claims it is our body. Parent claim that body, it is our body. You claim your body. Your parent claim the same body as theirs. And the society claims that body as society's belonging. Correct? Country claims that it is a citizen's body. You cannot destroy it. That's why no individual is allowed to even suicide. If you are a owner, you can destroy it. Nah? Why suicide is considered as illegal? Why you are not allowed? It is your body. You can suicide. No, it is not your body. That's what law also says. What Shastra says, law also says same thing. So that means what? You can understand. But still there is a confusion that it is my body, my body, my body. So Gokarna advised his father. Asare khalu samsare dukkaroopi vimohakah sutah kasya dhanam kasya snehavan jwalate nisham. Beautiful shloka it is. He says, snehavan jwalate anisham. Snehavan means what? One who has attachment. Sneha means attachment. One who has attachment, he suffers anisham, day and night. Always. Jwalate, how he suffers? He burns. His heart burns because of attachment. Vimoha ka chet dukkha roopi. If you have delusion, generally attachment creates delusion. Because of delusion, dukkha comes. Samsaraha asaraha. In this samsara, samsara means what? In this life, it is called asaraha if it is based on physical things. In this asare, if you can find out the sara, there is a sara in everything. Sara means what? Substance. So if you hang on to non-substance, your life will be a dukkha. If you try to find out the substance within the non-substance. What is non-substance? Anything which has form and a name is called non-substance. There is no substance at all with regard to name and form. You take a part, two amshas are there in that part. One is substance. Clay is the substance. Another is non-substance. It's a form and name. Correct? Its properties. So people generally hang on to name and form. So this very substance is given to you in that particular form to find out that substance. Use that substance and find out what is that actual substance. If you don't have that vision, then very samsara becomes asaraha. Asaraha khalu samsaraha. Vimohaka chet dukkha roopi. Viveki chet sukha roopi. Viveki chet, if you are a man of discrimination, it is a happy life. Nandati, nandati, nandati. Our Acharya Swami used to say, if you know how to swim, the swimming pool is the playground for you. It's a relaxation place. It's an entertainment place. But if you don't know how to swim, how to float in the water, the very swimming pool becomes a graveyard. Understood? Similarly, the samsara, this creation, becomes dukkha roopi, source of dukkha. Once you don't know what is the substance of this creation. Sutakasya, whose child is who? That's what I told. You are a trustee, and by your karma phala, you are given that type of trusteeship. Understand? Accordingly, a jiva comes to you, and it is your duty to protect that jiva because you are not the owner of it. Why should I protect? Because it has come here to protect, and it has some utility in your life, giving maturity. So, getting bald head, getting wrinkles, getting gray hair, white hair is not a joke. With maturity, if you get all these things, it's not a joke. You have to go through varieties of experiences in life. But people don't learn from those experiences. So physically they get all these things, old age. Mentally, if you find same childishness, like this, they will be crying after 70 years also. A 7-month old child also cries, a balloon goes off, my balloon went off, like that. And 70-year fellow also cries, my shares go off, went off, like that. So he is 70-year old. When the child cried, when he was father, young father of the child, when the child cried, a balloon went off like that. The father told, hey, balloon is meant for popping off. Balloon means what? It will pop off. Don't bother about it. But the same fellow has one more balloon, shares balloon. What is the definition of balloon? That which is subject to inflation and deflation. Correct? Share also like that. So, then the 7-month-old child, now he is grown up. Then he says, Papa, don't you remember that you told when I was 7-month-old, a balloon means it is meant for popping off? Now the same balloon has burnt in your life also. Why you are crying? Keep quiet, I will take care of you. But the mind doesn't answer. So, after 70 years also, he says, oh, my balloon has gone, balloon, shares have gone. So, we have to see the fact as it is. Sutah kasya, dhanam kasya. Whose money is whose? Money comes to your hand because you have done something. Immediately you want to catch it. You cannot catch it. Anybody is there who have caught money in the entire creation? Because money is wealth. Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi belongs to Bhagavan Vishnu. In the same Bhagavatam, you will come across Prithivi Devi, that is Bhumata, says to one devotee that I am wedded to Vishnu. Bhumata is second wife of Bhagavan Vishnu. I am wedded to Bhagavan Vishnu. People want to have marriage with me. They try to keep me as their possession, but I have swallowed them, she says. I have swallowed them. How many rajas I have swallowed? And she gives a big list of emperors. How many rajas she has followed? Understand? So people come and they say it is mine. Then after 50 years they go away. Place is there as it is. Another fellow comes there and says it is mine. That fellow also goes away. So take the same land. Now we say it is ashrama land. Before 100 years belong to somebody. After 100 years it may belong to somebody. Not that you should not use it. Shastra says you use it, but never say that it is mine. The idea of possessing is problem. Sutah kasya, dhanam kasya. Neither the wealth nor children belong to anyone. Then he says, na chendrasya sukham kinjit na sukham chakravartinaha sukhamasti viraktasya Munerekanta jeevinaha. Gokarna says, neither Indra is happy, nor any Chakravarti is happy. Only one person is happy. Who is that? Viraktasya Munehi. Ekanta jeevinaha viraktasya Munehi sukhamasti. A person who understands this nature of the creation and who has a detached outlook. Not that he is a dveshi, not that he hated anything, but he doesn't hang on to anything. Viraktaha means what? Udasinaha vairagi. He loves everyone. As a giver, he plays that role. When you say, I am the master of anything, I am the owner of anything, you reduce yourself as the receiver. When you say, I am the trustee of everything, you keep yourself always as a giver. That's what. Always trustee is, you can use it little, but the giving portion will be more than what you take from that property. Understand? So when you say, I am trustee, you prove yourself as a giver. When you say, I am the owner, you try to receive something from that. So a muni, mananashilaha, muni means mananashilaha, a thinking man. A thinking man is called a muni. And one who lives in solitude, ekant jivana, he has his own world of knowledge. Though he is living in society, he has his own understanding, his own world of knowledge. So for him, sukham asti. Other than him, nobody is happy. This is a $1 million statement. You can verify. You go and ask anyone, how are you? Hi. How are you? Fine. But. Correct? The but will come. If you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes time, one Ramayana, one Mahabharata, another Bhagavatam will come. Understand? Everyone has their own Mahabharata and their Ramayana. And to forget that Ramayana, Mahabharata, their own Mahabharata, forget their own serials. They sit in front of TV and see another type of serials. A type of vicarious happiness, you know. I am not only suffering, everyone is suffering. Not only I am suffering, not only in my family problem is there, every family problem is there. What is the proof? Media wala shows, you see. So whenever I see someone is suffering, so I try to identify, then I try to get a type of vicarious satisfaction. Like when electricity goes off in our house, what our parents say always? Next one is, please see whether electricity is there in the next flat or next house, correct? Then when the child comes and informs no current there also, no? Parents are happy. So I am not the single one who is suffering. There are so many people who are suffering. When I come to know, I get so everybody is in the same boat. That type of vicarious satisfaction. But actual satisfaction, Indrasya na Chakravartinaha api na, neither an emperor nor Indra even has that happiness. Therefore, munjagnanam prajarupam mohato narake gatihi nipatashyati dehoyam sarvam tektva vanam vraja. The advice given by father of this Gokarna, who is the father of Gokarna? Actual father of Gokarna, who is? The sannyasi. Sannyasi is the father of Gokarna, actual father of Gokarna. Gokarna is born out of tapas of one sannyasi. Mystical siddhi, they call it. So, what that sannyasi told? Sannyase sarvata sukha. That time, this fellow did not accept. He told, sannyasaha shushka evahi. It is a dry life. Now, the son also says, the Gokarna says, sarvam tektva vanam vraja. Give up everything. Munjagnanam prajarupam. Ajnanam prajarupam ajnanam munja. Give up the delusion called my son. As long as a person's mind is deluded, what is his fate? Narake gati. Not after death naraka. While living itself it is naraka. Naraka means what? A place wherein you get a lot of suffering. So while living itself, the very idea, he is my son, he told like this, he did like this. How can he say like this? How can he treat like that? When go on, think, na? Simple statement you might have told out of some anger or something. So you can just give up, or you can give up the idea that it is my child. So that idea makes you to have lot of suffering while living, and after death also you have to go for naraka, place of suffering, because you have not used this body in a proper way. This body was given to find out the Lord. This human body is given not to have a marriage life, not to have children, and not to have only wealth or anything. You can have all these things as a byproduct. The purpose of this human body is what? Finding the truth. Sara you have to find out. So giving up that purpose, main purpose, you live whole life for asara, secondary items. Can anyone call it as a profitable business? A company, sugarcane company, is started for producing sugar. And this fellow is not at all bothered about producing sugar. He is bothered about producing ethanol. And so many byproducts are there. So he is bothered about that. And sugar, whatever comes as sugar, he is not bothered about it. He just wastes it. So it is a loss. So Bhagavan will think that to do marriage and to get children to earn some possession, I don't need to give deha. Human deha not necessary, because all birds also do that, animals do that, pigs also do that. You can just observe pigs. How unitedly they move, you know, one they will cross the road. The mother will see, on signal she will give to the children, pigs, like that. So all children will come, attack. One command, then they will pass. And it will see, all have come or not. This intelligence is there, that I have to take care of my children, I have to provide food for my children, it is my children. These are all there in every animal. And this is my place. Every dog says, it is my place. You say, it is your house. And you won't ask your dog, it will say, it is my place. If dog thinks that it is your place, it will not bark on another dog. Correct? If dog thinks that it is your house, it will not bark on another dog. It is my master's house. My master can have any the amount of any number of dogs. So why should it bark? But dog thinks it is its place, its area. So the idea of possession, the idea of family, the idea of children, having begetting children, all are there instinct. Human intelligence is not necessary for that. So do you mean to say these are all wrong? No, it is not wrong. It is not meant for that. You are using it in a lesser way. That's what we want to say. It has lot of capacity, like say people using a computer for seeing cinema video. Computer is not meant for seeing video or cinema. Many people are there, you know. Understand? Computer is not meant for. Computer is for computing. But one of the features of that computer may be running on video or a CD. All the time you use that only, so it is misuse or abuse or less use. So naturally parent will say, only you are saying only cinema, so I will give you DVD, not computer. Correct? They will take back that computer. Similarly Bhagavan also, okay, I have given you human birth, I have given you the thinking faculty, so you have not at all used at all, in spite of repeated telling of sadhus. Sadhus go on, remind this only. Hey, you have been given thinking faculty, please think. We say that's only. Our only duty is what? Keeping our thinking faculty pakka, leading the life according to that discrimination, and inspiring everyone to use that thinking faculty. Because in using only, all the solution is there for the problem. So this fellow never uses, and comes back again, giving complaints about the life situation. So we have to use it properly. So then our Atmadeva asked, you asked me to go to forest. What are you doing in forest? All the time I was living in a comfortable place. Anytime coffee my wife will give, your mother will give. Accustomed to live with others in forest, what I will do? Then Gokarna told, Dharmam bhajasva satatam tejaloka dharman sevasya sadh purushan jahikama trishnam anyasya dosha guna chintanamashu muktva seva kathara samaho nitaram pibatvam. So he is giving a direction for the life of his father, foster father. So he says, don't worry father, in forest you will not live alone. So many sadhus are living in forest, in seclusion. So many sadhus are there, join with them. So you will not have fear of seclusion. And once you join with them, naturally you will be carried away by their routine. When they go for prayers, early morning you also will go for prayer. When they talk about the Lord, they are not going to talk about politics or this Raja, that economy, nothing. So all the time, what all they talk, they are going to talk about the values of life or truth of life or the glory of the Lord. So he says, dharmam bhajasva satatam. What dharmam? He says, not ordinary dharmam, deja loka dharma. Ordinary dharma means what? loka dharma, that I have to take care of my family and I have to invest accordingly. All these things are all what? Loka dharma. Once that status is taken away from you, forcibly they sent you out. They kicked you off. So why you bother about the society or the child or a wife? See, they themselves declared that they don't want you. So teja loka dharma. But you cannot be without dharma. You have to follow another type of dharma. What is that? Sadhu dharma. Bhagavata dharma sevasva sadhu purusha. Try to serve the sadhus by doing that jahi kama trishna. All the desires which are inside still lingering. Even though we are rejected by the society, people linger with desires that I will come back. I will prove what I am. Like that. Na? They either have vengeance or some sort of taking revenge. So, anyasya dosha gunan chintanam ashu muktva. Never think about others' doshas. So, he has done to me like that. He is in fact your guru. Anityam asukham lokam, Bhagavan told in the Shastra. So, you are not at all understanding. So, your son came and gave this teaching that this life is nothing but in the absence of Lord, it is anityam asukham. With the Lord, it is play. It is Leela. With the Lord, same world only is a Leela sthana for a jnani. Same place, swimming pool only is a Leela sthana playground for a swimmer, one who knows swimming. You can see butterfly swimming and upside down swimming and sitting swimming. So many types of swimming. And we try, always we go inside only. Why? Because we don't know how to float in the world, how to float in the water. So with the Lord, it is okay. But without Lord, it is full of dosha. So that dosha don't bother about. Somebody might have scolded you, somebody might have ill-treated you. So give up all this idea of vengeance or chintana. Then how I will spend my time? Seva katha rasamaho nitara. Lot of stories are there. You start hearing stories, 100 years not enough. If you start studying the stories in the our Vedic culture, it is not a small one book type Old Testament or New Testament or one particular book, Sharia or Quran. You cannot exhaust Vedic culture. One Mahabharata itself, 1 lakh shlokas. 3 years gone, one Mahabharata. Then take Ramayana, another 2 years gone. Take Bhagavatam, another 2 years gone. Full time work I am talking. Full time. You start studying and plenty of things are there in the scripture. In Purana itself, 18 Mahapurana, 18 Sub-Purana, small Puranas. Purana itself, story itself. Then little bit you come, Vedanta is there. You cannot exhaust that Vedantic literature. Understand? In that way, you can spend lot of time in hearing the stories. Katha rasa means what? Not ordinary kathas. These are all not ordinary kathas. The Atmadeva katha itself gives lot of teaching for us. A katha which was told and discussed by the sadhus has a meaning in giving you maturity. So Atmadeva decided to renounce and went into the forest and engaged himself in tapasya. Now Dundukari is free from a big obstacle called father. So now he is the head of the family. So he started torturing his mother, Dunduli, asking money. Then she could not bear this fellow's atrocities. So she herself jumped into the well and suicided herself. So now he is the only man. Nobody is there to control him. So he brought all the questionable women, prostitutes, to his house and having gala time. These women also thought this fellow was the cause of father's throwing away and mother also got suicide. Because they know, they are very intelligent people. So when this fellow finishes, we don't know. If he can finish parents, he will finish. So we will finish him first. Like that they planned, simply they killed him. and they have taken all the properties. In those days, properties are kept inside the ground always. Like gold and other thing. Always they keep, there was no bank or something. So they have taken everything and ran away. This Dundukari became a ghost because he was killed. Gokarna, by the time he had been to lot of pilgrimage places, in Kashi, he came to know that somebody has come from his village. So he met that person. Then he asked, how is my mother, how is my cousin, brother? Then they told all these things. You know that your father was thrown away. And where he went, we don't know afterwards. After some months, your mother also got suicide. And after some months, your brother also was killed. And he got shocked. So he felt very bad. So he went to Gaya and did Shraddha. Gaya Shraddha for the departed soul is a great puja. It is to be done by son. So it is his duty. So he thought, so I will do Shraddha for my mother and my brother, cousin brother. So when he came back to his village, they told all these problems, what happened in his family in his absence. So he felt very bad. That particular night, when he was sitting for meditation or prayer, so a bhuta was coming and disturbing. So he had that mantra siddhi. He sprinkled the water and asked, who are you? Speak out. Then that ghost told that I am your elder brother Dundukari. I am here without any peace of mind. They have killed me. Since they have killed me, a jiva who has lost the body before his prarabdha is ended. So up to that next prarabdha, that jiva has to roam without body. And roaming without body means very painful. That's what we call ghost. So like that, I am here and there roaming. Gokarna told, no, I did Shraddha in Gaya, that's the final one. No, nothing happened to me, please do something. So he convened the Brahmanas Sabha and asked, is there any solution in the scripture? Because highest solution for a person who had Durmarana, this is the Gaya Shraddha is the highest. So please tell. They also told, no, we don't know. Then he was sitting in prayer and praying to the Surya Devata, his Ishta Devata, Surya Bhagavan. So Surya Bhagavan gave him darshan and told, Srimad Bhagavatad Muktihi Saptaham Vachanam Kuru. Do Bhagavata Saptaham. Because of that, your brother Dundukari will get release. So Gokarna arranged for that Saptaha, invoked that Dundukari's disembodied body in a plant and tree and started chanting the entire Bhagavata. So Dundukari heard everything. Though he was in ghost form, ghost can hear. According to scripture, ghost hears, ghost speaks. So seventh day, this Gokarna saw some celestial people come with a light and they take this Dundukari with all respect. And they were going to go away. That time, Gokarna asked the celestial people, angels, what happened? My Saptaha is benefited him. Yes, all his Papa Karmas are washed away. And he got now Punya Karma. So we are taking him for Punya Loka. Then he asked, so many people were hearing Bhagavatam, nothing happened to them. Then they told, all of them, though they were hearing, the Shraddha is not that much Shraddha. The faith in the Lord's glory, they did not have. Simply, Sadhu is telling, so they are hearing this story. But this Dundukari, he has tried every method, failed everywhere. Even Gaya Shraddha could not help him. So now this is the last resort for him. Therefore, with all Shraddha, he heard the Lord's glory with all prayer. Therefore, he get that papa vimochana. Scriptures say, even once with 100% faith, if a person sings the glory of the Lord, he will be free from all sins and get higher lokas. Eka nishtha it is called. Sharanagati, Purna Sharanagati is called. When a person gets that Purna Sharanagati, Papa Vimochanam is immediate. But unfortunately, Purna Sharanagati doesn't come to everyone. Because we go to doctor and ask medicine from the doctor and come back to our temple, Venkatachalapati, and say, oh Venkatachalapati, you have to save me. If your prayer is actual prayer, you cannot go to doctor. You need not go to doctor. If you have faith that Venkatachalapati is going to treat you, protect you, why you go to your doctor? Or if you believe in doctor and medicine, why you come to temple and pray? So neither faith there nor faith here. So rendettu solli irpom. Two places for a safety purpose, two places we will tell. And one more place they will have some homeopathy doctor, this doctor, that also will be there, this also will be going. Somewhere else it will work. That means what? Nowhere you had faith. Understand? So as even every pathi gives up you, finally you go and stand in front of Venkatachalapati. Homeopathy gives up you, allopathy gives up you, all pathis gave up you, your medicine doesn't work at all. So you stand in front of the Venkatachalapati, oh Lord, please save me, save me, save me. Because of your 100% involvement in that prayer, so Bhagavan comes and asks, what happened my child? No Lord, I am dying out of cancer, out of cancer. Then Bhagavan says, hey, you cannot die. You are Amrutasya Putra. You are the embodiment of immortality. You cannot die. Your body only is going to die. You are not dying. Then he says, no, Lord, I cannot understand, I cannot accept this argument, this is not the time for philosophy and argument, please protect me, Lord, like that. Then Bhagavan says, if you are not able to accept this argument, then die. No other way, even Bhagavan cannot protect you. Bhagavan cannot protect your body, it's a dying body. Body means dying only. Every moment, kshiryam anadvans kshariram. Every moment it is dying, that's why it is called shariram. So even Bhagavan, all powerful, omnipotent Bhagavan cannot do this. What? He cannot protect you physically. So what is the protection? Understanding, knowledge. Knowledge born out of devotion to the Lord. Born out of Shastra Vichara. So when Sanat Kumara told that, this is the one solution for all human problems. Undue value should be given up, in which entity value should be added up, should be taught to the mind. The mind has undue values for unwanted things. So that should be given up. And mind doesn't have any value at all for a substance, for a permanent thing. Who wants Lord? Nobody wants Lord. But that is the only permanent thing. No value for that. So that value has to be added in your mind. And that happens when these type of shastras are heard. Hey Narada, you go to the world, now people are too much extroverted and they are not qualified for Upanishad or Gita or philosophy or anything. You go on, tell the stories of the Lord. So slowly their mind will get maturity, purity, and slowly they will qualify themselves for seeing the truth as it is. Then Sanat Kumara told, Narada Bhagavan was very happy because he got a way, and in the presence of Sanat Kumara, Bhakti Devi, Jnana, Vairagya, all got up. So entire Bhagavatam was chanted. Now our Narada Muni decided, somehow or the other I will try to spread this. Because of his effort, today we are sitting with this Bhagavatam. So the actual Bhagavatam we will see in the next class onwards.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya हरये परमात्मनि प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णव शोषणं नृणां यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गोविंदा।